Hey everyone, welcome to the Elderberry Co. podcast. This is episode 4, I believe. Yes, episode 4. And today I'm just going to tell a short story about becoming an entrepreneur. For those of you guys that don't know me, I am the owner of the Elderberry Co. We're a small business that makes small batch organic elderberry syrup. And before I tell my story, I wanted just to share this cute little story that has nothing to do with what I'm about to talk about, but I wanted to share it because it was really sweet. So I have a 1 and a 3-year-old, and tonight my husband is working, so I did bedtimes by myself. And a lot of times bedtimes go like this, and I feel like a lot of you moms can relate to this. You know, I put him to bed and walk out of his room, you know, give him kisses, say night, sweet dreams, close the door. And as I'm stepping away, 5 steps, mom. So go back, open the door. And if I'm feeling very patient and graceful, I'll say, "What do you need, Bubba?" And he'll say something like, "My feet are cold," or, "What's that?" You know, like he doesn't really need anything. He just wants me to come back in there. And so, some nights I can do this a few times, other nights right away I get pretty upset, but tonight it was the second or third time he did it. And so I go in there and I say, "Zadok, do not call me back in here." And he goes, "Mom, I just got to tell you something." And I said, "Okay." And he goes, "Come here." And so I walk in and he has me put my ear up to his little mouth and he says, "I love you." And it was just the sweetest thing. And I feel like that could have been a missed opportunity, especially if I was having a tough day and I wasn't really patient with him. I would have missed that little moment. So that was really sweet because I know he's not always going to tell me that he loves me. So I was pretty excited about that. So that was a nice way to end my mom day. But yeah, so back to what we're talking about this episode, which is me becoming an entrepreneur. So the word entrepreneur was really odd for me to grasp as part of my identity and who I was. I don't even honestly think I knew what it was, the word entrepreneur. I probably heard it in Shark Tank. My husband and I, we watch Shark Tank all the time. We love it. But it never really crossed my mind as something that I would describe myself as. And I'll tell you, I remember exactly the moment when it first dawned on me that that's what I was, or that's maybe part of who I was. I started my company. I shared this in the first episode, but I'll just kind of recap a little bit. So I started in the fall of 2017 and making my normal batch of elderberry syrup for my family. That's what we took during cold and flu season to stay healthy. And so I remember making that first batch and thinking back to when I very first learned about elderberry syrup, which is a few years prior. And when I first learned about it, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how to get it. I didn't know how to make it. So I just didn't try it. And I wish in that moment when I first learned about elderberry syrup that somebody had been around to give me a sample of their batch or to show me how to make it or, you know, just to let me try it. And so I thought that in the fall of 2017 when I made my first batch. So I thought, well, I'll just put it out on Facebook. So I put it out on Facebook. I said, "Hey, making my first batch of elderberry syrup. If you'd like to try a sample, just message me." And so I had about 10 friends that were kind of interested. And so I made little jars for them of my batch and I gave it to them without any intention of selling it to them or even starting a company, but just simply to pass along that kindness that I wish somebody would have been able to do for me. And one of my friends said, "If you ever had anyone that wanted, or if you ever wanted to sell this, I would have like 100 people that would want to buy it." So I was like, "Okay, yeah, sure. Go put it on your Facebook. You can have them message me if they're interested." So she put it up. And I mean, the next few days I had 20, 30 people, friends of hers say that they were interested in my elderberry syrup. So, you know, I gave them my address. I made them each a jar. And that weekend I had about 30 people come and purchase elderberry syrup for me. So I was like, that's pretty cool. So the next week I actually posted it on my Facebook saying, "Making another batch of elderberry syrup. If you're interested, message me, and I had another 30 people be interested in it. And it kind of went from there. Every single weekend I would, or every week I would say, I'm making another batch. Let me know if you want any, and more people. And, they would come to my house and pick it up and pay for it. And, it was in those first weeks that I was updating, or my boss. So I used to live in Las Vegas. That's where we, spent our first 5 years of marriage. And I was an executive assistant, and my boss, Bob, saw my posts, and, you know, we would catch up on the phone every once in a while. And in one of these catch up calls, he said something like, "Well, aren't you a little entrepreneur?" or something. And I remember thinking like, "No, I'm not. Like, that's not what I am, or I don't even know what that is." But it stuck with me. And so, I mean, it very quickly became, a reality, you know, that this business that I didn't even intend to start, was a real thing. And, you know, we had quite a progression, you know, from that first batch giving out samples for free, to where we are today, which is in a full-blown commercial kitchen shipping nationwide. And in this podcast, I'm going to take you guys along those little leaps of faith and those steps in our journey that we took. And hopefully they're interesting and exciting. But that whole idea of being an entrepreneur was just so funny to me that now it's kind of something I embrace and that I'm proud of. When at first I was like scared and like unsure and even almost maybe a little embarrassed, because you're being a little vulnerable when you put yourself out there like that. And I don't think I've done that a lot in my life. And so it definitely has grown me, as a person and just a well-rounded individual. I've learned a lot from it. And, I'm just excited to share that with you on this podcast. So, short podcast today. That's all I really wanted to share with you guys. If you're interested, in learning more about what we do, our website is theelderberryco.com. And you can find out more and you can purchase there. Otherwise, we will see you guys on the next podcast. Thanks.